Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-2. Doyle on the ground to third. Schmidt bobbles. He'll go to first, not in time. Could have been a double play to end the game. The Giants don't get anybody out. And now it's a one-run game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was the big play yesterday afternoon in Colorado.
And the key word, Steiny, they didn't get anybody out. You know?
Not on that play, man. They didn't.
Hey, Edmonton Oilers. I was blocked in last night.
Well,
NHL okay. Final,
you can't
Steiner.
Just let it there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Edmonton Oilers last night.
Okay.
In the Stanley Cup final.
Okay.
Not finals, people. Came back from a 3-0 lead. They deficit, 3-0 deficit. And the game went in overtime. They gave up a goal with like 18 seconds left to tie.
Oh, boy. That sounds like they choked.
All I'm missing on the call is Gary Thorne. Old school. He could call some hockey.
All right. What's that series now?
2-2.
And where's the next game?
Edmonton.
Okay. Who's favoring that series?
I'm guessing... I want to say Edmonton. Help me out. Well, four games. You're switching venues. Yeah, so I think it's in Edmonton.
Risotto, this is usually where Evan fact checks.
I wish I knew anything about hockey.
Well, you got a computer in front of you. All right.
Mapasta, he was honest, too.
So get this. This is kind of an anniversary of two interesting dates in San Francisco sports history, kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today is
so
the...
something happened 13 years ago today.
Oh my.
And then something happened 9 years ago Father's Day. You remember either of those?
I'm going to guess the sport. Can I guess the sport?
Sure.
I'm going to go, since we're talking about the Gigantes, I'm going to go baseball.
That's one of them, yeah.
Barry Bond. No, that one. He went
13
around.
Years ago.
Yeah, so, you got me.
Matt Cain, perfect game against the Astros.
That was Father's Day. Well, no. Yeah.
Well, it was on this date.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what the other
one? Ron Wotus about that.
Yeah, exactly.
He was in the dugout. The other, you know what? I don't even want to fire blanks. Just tell
me. Okay. The other one was Father's Day, 2016.
Oh, man.
Warriors lose in game 7 to the Cleveland Cavaliers, despite Draymond Green almost willing them to victory himself.
Well, you're the reason we were even in game 7.
Oh.
We were up 3-1. Hey, let me ask you a question. Worst loss, that game 7 loss at home on Father's Day, or Niners losing the Super Bowl in OT to the Chiefs the second one?
Oh, boy. That's a good question.
Go ahead, because I got mine.
Phrase it again.
Which loss do you think was worse?
Worse.
Super Bowl and OT, you didn't know the rules, whatever, whatever, and Kyrie hitting it over Steph.
I would say this. Now, based on history, okay, and being asked that right now, I would say the worst loss is clearly the Super Bowl loss.
You are so wrong, but go ahead and explain.
And the reason it's the Super Bowl loss is because we're still in 2025, and the Warriors won four titles.
Wow.
And the San Francisco 49ers are in no man's land right now. Mm-hmm.
But what if I feel like you're cooking the books with the answer? It's not about now. It's about how we felt Father's Day when Kyrie made that shot. And this is the caveat. This is why I'm the winner. That was in your building. The Niners lost in Vegas at a remote site, the Super Bowl. That was in your house. Father's Day. So you were in the building. I was in Texas. Talk to me. Like, that was worse than 19 finals against Toronto. That, to me, Carter came in here and said the Super Bowl was worse, but you're saying
I agree with Carter. If you're a Bay Area fan of all the teams, I think the Super Bowl now is their worst loss. And here's the other thing. They don't lose that game 7, they don't get Durant.
They don't need him. And we got robbed of that iteration of the Warriors bouncing back. I did sports radio when I was doing weekends and nights, Donnie, here on this station with the host, my boy Zach, talking about it was worth losing the finals because we got Durant.
You
didn't need him.
It was.
You had him down 3-1. Okay. And then Draymond went family jewels. What are we talking about? Never losing a championship is worth anybody being added to your team. Durant was a loser before he got here, and he ain't won since he left.
I just got a text from Marcy.
Oh, my. Hey.
She says you're coming through the live 105 studio right now. She doesn't know what's going
on. My bad, Marcy.
Well, first of all.
Come on, Steiny. Okay. They didn't need him.
Let's give Guru a little test here. Let's just see how delusional he is. Okay.
I can't even see the guys.
So, according to you, they win in 15. They lose in 16, which allows them to get Durant. However, you said they didn't need him. So, had the Warriors somehow won Game 7, they would have won four titles in a row?
No.
Well, then they needed Durant for the last two.
No, that version, it's a good book. I wanted to see how far that team could go as is. They were up 3-1.
We saw how far. They got beat in the finals.
But some stuff happened.
Stuff always happens.
The stimulus package that Stephen A. says was given to LeBron and the Cavs. I just hate I did not get to watch that Warrior team as is come back because they had Cleveland down 3-1. And they were fighting in the locker room. My boy Phil Handy was coaching on that staff. They were going at it. Players, they had no answers. And that
apparently
day happened.
They did.
Yeah.
Again, had they won in 16, they never get Durant, then what happens in 17 and 18 in your mind?
That I don't know, but couldn't 17 and 18 culminated in a 2022 title?
Probably not.
Without a Durant?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I mean, has anybody ever won four straight NBA titles outside the Celtics in the 60s?
I'm not saying that part.
Well, I'm just asking you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you said they would. I'm just.
But you're one of them. Just we'll put this to bed. Cause I think we talked about it.
Be very careful.
You're one of those people that really believe, you know, because the rumor is Draymond went in the parking lot and called Kevin Durant.
Yeah, with tears
really
in his eyes.
You think they were running out like
this? Yes.
Wow, man.
Yes.
I can't. They were up 3-1 in control. Janet Jackson. Man. I get it.
What?
I get it.
Like, this is what I. This is. Okay. They lose game 7, okay? The Warriors. Draymond Green is in the parking lot on the phone.
Allegedly.
Begging Kevin Durant and actually saying, we need you.
Allegedly. If you listen to Bogut and Harrison Barnes, that courtship started
exactly
before that parking
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. Makes it even worse.
Yeah, that I don't like.
The Warriors are lucky they didn't get fined for collusion. That thing was going on since January.
Oh, man.
Shame. Shame on them doing that.
Well,
anyway, Durant's not here. He's the biggest name in the offseason, apparently.
I think Giannis is.
They say he's not going anywhere now.
No. Well, those are words. Well, would you be shocked?
Those are reports.
Yeah.
He likes Milwaukee. He's raised a family there.
All right, you love the league. You love the association.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's cosmetic crap.
If you could just take a step back, because I know you're such a fan.
All I do.
Where would you like to see Durant end up?
You know what? Cue up the Jeff Van Gundy. I couldn't care less.
But you did. Come on, Stein. Who could use him the most? Because I got my answer.
Like, it's not that I don't care. It's that I can't impact it or affect it.
I'm not
anyway.
Asking you to.
So,
like, sometimes that's what the microphone's for. I think it's the Rockets.
Okay.
If somehow they could get them.
Right, there you go.
But no, it's the Rockets
for you. I don't have
Spurs
a strong opinion.
Spurs?
Like, I like to just see, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with, well, it's Durant and the Spurs. Oh, that'd be interesting. Houston's got some young players. Yeah. He'd be interesting there. Golden State, well, he has no interest in coming back to this hellhole. But, you know,
hey, watch
that,
him out.
That part's fun.
Yeah.
But I'll wait to see where he ends up going, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah. Trevor Trommel on the chat says, I'm actually on Steiny's side on this.
What was my side
I guess
again?
Not caring.
It's not so much I don't care. Let's let it play out, and then we can all have an opinion on it.
Yeah, tell Marcy I'm sorry. I got loud.
You can tell her. You can tell her.
What about the advice she gave me?
You know what's funny is?
Once a week? That's too much.
You know what's funny is?
That's four times a month.
You kind of did take me back to seventh grade. When she came in here.
Which is?
You know, some guys.
I ignored you.
Some guys get around a woman and they
hey,
they can't talk.
Pasta.
Other guys get around a woman and they can't shut up.
Hey. Oh, man. Hey, boy. Yeah, you are something else, man. I don't know what that says about you. I was just happy for anybody else to come in here. Give me something.
I don't have those problems. I'm always the same. I'm consistent.
That's pretty good.
Mr. Consistency.
I was shy in high school, though, Stani.
You know what, Goo? Two things. Oh, I got three things. So, this will stick to Giants baseball just a little bit. But first, let me say you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed, as Mookie Betts would say, in San Fran. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Goo, go ahead and tell everybody. Go ahead. It's the first thing you said today, and just go ahead.
About the country?
No. Well, no, that was yesterday.
Apparently
you went to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Listen to this. If this guy couldn't do stand-up comedy, I don't know who can.
I broke my back.
So you came in today, and you feel like you've discovered something. You figured something out.
We got results from
Tell our listeners.
Okay, real quick. I got the results yesterday about 4:30. I sent them to Dibs. The picture and the definition, sent him to the boss just because he acted so concerned about me last week. I send the findings. He comes out in front of you and says, I'm blocked. Like, damn, boss. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't my imagination. Something was going on. So I have a 50-year-old knee, but I also have...
I thought you were 43.
I feel 35. Enthoopathy of the patellar tendon. So that is the front of my kneecap is what was giving me pain.
Say it again.
I tried to give it to you. Oh, boy. Enthesopathy. Like Pop's got neuropathy.
Okay.
So this is enthesopathy, but it's of the patellar tendon, and there was a bruise. I took a fall in pickup. So I'm okay. I don't need cutting on, ice, ibuprofen, and I'll be back. And I was so excited, I sent it to you.
I didn't see it.
You are, man. When you think you have friends and family.
You're omitting the punchline.
Oh, it's jumper's knee, too. They call it jumper's knee. So they, you know, I'm a leaper. So no shocker that I got jumper's knee, Stoddy.
Oh, my God.
Dibs is on his way to L.A. He was driving, so he couldn't read the text. My man called me back. I couldn't get it. But, man, I'm okay, man. I got jumper's knee, and I can leap.
This guy is so unbelievable.
I'm just telling you.
I was so proud.
When they said jumper's knee, I said, go figure. Stoddy, I get the boards. My boys will tell you that.
There's a reason guys like Andre Miller never got jumper's knee.
He couldn't jump over a newspaper, Stoddy. Damn. But I'm just letting you know, if that don't tell you your boy was active on the court, playing above the rim, I don't know what will. And I'm lightweight proud of it.
I gotta tell you.
There was something going on. I felt it. And I still do. But I'll be back.
So, yeah, there's something. Listen, a lot of times I fake being angry. But there is something that bothers me about Guru actually thinking. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A jumper's new. I don't know. There's just something that
positive. I'm just reporting the doctor findings, man.
So, Steiny, do you think it's something else that he has and maybe the doctor misdiagnosed?
I don't believe any of it.
Well, here, I got it right here. A jumper's knee is an overuse injury where the patellar tendon connecting the kneecap to the shin bone becomes inflamed at its attachment point. The inflammation causes pain and tenderness in the front of the knee, especially during activities that stress the knee extensions.
Right, so when you're shuffling up and down the court, you theoretically have the same issue.
I wish you could watch me.
You're a shuffler.
Oh, Steiny, I don't like those guys. I run like a deer up and down. I pay respect to the game when I play. I run.
By playing, you're disrespecting the game in the first place.
Why?
At your age.
Oh, my. Will you get over it?
You're going to get hurt.
I got a picture in my phone. He's 66 years old. Thomas. Guy is in shape better than me and plays
ball.
He's too
old.
That's what I'm striving for. But I feel good. I knew something was wrong. But jumper's knee, go figure.
Exactly.
That bothers you.
So you never had jumper's knee when you could actually jump? I don't get it.
I still can. Dude, I've just been playing for a long. Let's just say if I was a Cadillac Snotty, the odometer's at 180,000 miles.
You've been playing for a long time, but have you been winning for a long time?
Well.
Yeah.
I got you as a partner, so I am.
I lost. I'm out.
That's true. So
I can't believe you set it up like that. I'm like, what is this dude talking about?
You said jumper's knee before you said hello today.
I got to.
You know me. I don't like to do shows fueled by anger. Do you have a most disliked Dodger?
Yeah, the video came out. It's just funny, whoever does the editing, how some people get in there nine times and then other people get in there a second.
I just asked you if you had a Dodger.
Steve Garvey, Steiny, he bothered me. He thought he was, he never said it, but he just carried himself. Popeye arms, hair almost like yours, a little better than yours, Steiny. Just thought he was the man at first base. And then I grew up and I respected him like, damn, dude wasn't so bad. I was just a hater. But Steve Garvey would get the that award for me.
All right, because I was thinking about this. The Dodgers are actually a team where you can be a fan of many different teams and hate many different versions of the Dodgers.
That's real.
You know, you could be a Yankee fan, you hate them. You could be a Giants fan, you hate them. You could be a Padres fan, you probably hate them. You could be an A's fan and hate them for 1988.
Good call, Kirk.
So it's funny because we did that video where who's your least favorite? You know, who do you sports hate? I always like to say sports hate. You make it clear. Yeah. And so they stuck a camera in front of me and said, Steiny, who do you hate the most on the Dodgers? And my first thought is, well, first of all, you can hate many Dodgers for many reasons. I grew up a Yankee fan, and so the Dodgers that I hate is all-encompassing.
Mm.
I hate Ferguson. I hate Yeager. I hate Garvey.
Steve.
I hate Lopes, Russell. I
Davey.
Hate Say. I hate Rick Monday. Can't stand Don Sutton. Mike Marshall was overrated.
Dude, look
there
at
you. There were three Dodgers that I kind of liked.
And you didn't mention one, so I guess he's going to be in the three.
There's three I like. Dusty Baker, Reggie Smith, and Jimmy Wynn, the toy cannon. Those are the three guys I love to watch.
What about Lasorda, who Shasky can't stand?
I mean, Lasorda and Walter Austin, both of them I don't like.
Now, did you mention Hershiser?
No, see, I don't hate Hershiser.
Neither do I.
Because he was later than,
right?
Like, he didn't hurt the Yankees at all when I was a Yankee fan.
Davey Lopes was my runner-up. It was something about the stash, and I don't know what it was, Steiny, but he was a guy that just rubbed me the wrong way.
You know what's unbelievable? How about this? Can somebody explain why things stick in your head and why they don't? Risotto, I'm going to ask you a favor. Just because you said Dave Lopes. Now, I have a memory of one of his seasons, and you tell me if the numbers I remember are right. I want to say one year, Davey Lopes hit 28 home runs. The most in his career. 28. That's what sticks out.
Damn, D. Went for 28?
One year was 28.
That was 1979. His age 34 season had 28 home runs, knocked in 73 runs, and had 44 stolen bases. He was an all-star that year.
Yes,
for a second baseman, that's some pop.
Yep.
28. I would have never. I would have been like, hell nah.
It's weird. Like, I just... Ron Guidry, 1977, 25-3, 1.74 ERA.
Now, that's impressive, but I got it. I don't want to take your shine away, but you played Stratomatic, so you were
you
into
know
the
it.
Numbers.
Like, what was Bob Gibson's ERA the year that he absolutely dominated?
1.47.
1.12.
What? Just think about that, man. Yeah. People were scared of him.
In 1976 or 7, George Foster. Remember him?
I already know
former
this
Giant.
One. I know this
led
one.
Led the league in homers. How many?
52.
That's correct.
Yeah, go!
That is correct.
Yeah, Steiny, George Foster.
I think baseball is just synonymous with numbers. I mean, that goes without saying, but
we're paying this guy.
That's my guy.
Yeah, I hope you're aware. Numbers are numbers, right. And numbers are numbers.
That's my guy.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
I love it. Steiny, 1.12 ERA. Boy.
I mean, just give me something else.
Lou Brock. How many stolen, do you know his high in stolen bases in a season?
Yes.
I don't.
114. 114.
Lou Brock.
God.
Give him eight more.
Oh, 122?
Yeah.
118.
All right. I was, one in the teens.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
But you already passed this test. That was impressive.
Lou Brock was second in the MVP voting that year, too.
Hold on.
Guess?
What year? What year?
1974.
Okay. You get two guesses. You go and I go.
Oh, we'll just go back and forth. I'm going to say Johnny Bench.
I'm going to say Reggie Jackson.
Johnny Bench was fourth in that voting, and Reggie Jackson was in the American League.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been on one.
NL
so I had
MVP
to cool
1974
off.
Was National League. I'm going to go with.
I'm going with Aaron.
That might be right.
Aaron was older at this point.
Yeah, I know.
Still in the league, but a little bit older.
Stop when you're here.
How about 1970?
Come on, Steiny.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Joe Morgan.
If I hear this, oh, what if
Joe Morgan was eighth in the MVP voting that year.
And I'm not cheating.
Give me the team.
Yeah, then
he was already mentioned.
Not
you
Garvey.
Hate him, Steiny.
Steve Garvey?
No. Who did you hate?
Steve Garvey was an MVP in 1974.
Wow.
Well, now I really hate him.
And
yeah.
The third, after Garvey and Lou Brock,
just give me the team.
It was Dodgers. You called him overrated.
Dave Lopes?
Mike Marshall.
You know why? Oh, here's another number that sticks in my head. 106. Appearances he made one year that's still probably the record. 106. Thank you.
Dude, that, wow, man.
Thank you very much. Yep. You got to love baseball numbers, yep. Ladies and gentlemen.
Numbers are numbers are numbers.
You know who I...
He pitched 200 innings that year, by the way, and did not start a game.
Nope.
That's when men were men!
Yeah. I hope Willard's listening to this segment.
You are so...
What are you looking at me for?
Because you talk bad. You talk a big game with Will.
Huge game.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
All right, coming up on the other side, we'll find out. We'll see what's happening on the other side. But I know this, what's coming up on the game is going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.